This is the shiur for Wednesday the 27th, which is Tes Teves. And we shall be learning Simon Resh Ayin Hey. Please excuse my voice. Which is the halachas of Dvorim or Asurim La'asois La'oir HaNeir B'Shabbos. Matters which are also to do using a candles or lights on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch Seif Aleph. Ein poilin perish levarek es hakinim ha'pgodim. You're not allowed to clean clothes. It's talking about leather clothes which has got some lice in it. You're not allowed to do that. Lo'er ha'neir es ha'pgodim. You're not allowed to do that. To clean clothes from lice on Shabbos. Talking about arti ha'kodesh. You're not allowed to read in front of the candle. Even if you're not verbalizing it, nevertheless, it's also Shema Yate. Perhaps you will end up, Chazal Asad, Chazal forbade, to read and do this great analysis of clothing or of reading. In front of a candle, even if you're not verbalizing it, Shema Yatem, perhaps you're going to tilt. Chazal were concerned. Perhaps, maybe you're going to end up tilting the oil to the wicks, or vice versa, and therefore, it's also chum were concerned you. It's likely you're going to end up doing an Issa D'Oraisa. It's true, it's going to be B'Shogeg, but nevertheless, Chazal were concerned. And Chazal therefore asked categorically to read or to do a cleaning process in front of a candle. Ve'afilum u'gavoya as a koimos, even if it's particularly high. The candle is standing on a great height. As a koimos, 10 floors. She'en yochel liga elov, he cannot reach it. It's far too high. It's much too high. He cannot reach it. Nevertheless, it's also. Why is it also, although he can't reach it, Shaloi Chilku Chachomim Badova? It's something which Chachomim made categorically the asadit. It's Loi Plug Chachomim. When Chachomim make Xera, they don't differentiate sometimes between possible and nearly impossible scenarios. And since it's also when it's on the ground floor, so Chachomim also asadit when it's 10 floors high. And because of that, it's also even if it's in a glass, the candle is in a glass, you actually need to open up the glass in order to tilt the candle. It's fixed in a hole, in a wall, and again, it's quite difficult to access it. Nevertheless, it's also v'chein and similarly b'nei shel shavo, wax candle is included in the gzeira as well, and it's also because of Shema Yate as well. So you're not allowed to read, or it's also to eat, read or do the cleaning of the clothing in front of the wax candle too. Mishnevur Seif Cotton Aleph in Koirin. Vuadin Shane Boitkin Atzitz is not only allowed to read, and not only you're not allowed to do this, but also you're not allowed to be Boitik as Atzitz. You're not allowed to check the Tzitzis as to whether they're kosher or not. You're not allowed to do that. Vechain, and similarly, Vechol Chihai Gavn, anything which is similar to that is included in the Issa. Dovat Tzorich Iyun, anything which requires great concentration and great investigation of minute details, that's all included. I think which requires Iyun, great analysis, of the vision. You need to look very clearly. It's included in the Gzeira Shemoyate Haneh. Maybe perhaps you're going to tilt the candle of Yishemen to bring oil Lefiyapsilo to the wicks. Kidei in order Shiyatik Yofedei, it's going to be burning nicely. So we're learning everything which you need to look carefully is going to be also in the Gzeira, and that's the Gzeira of Shema Yate. Mishnah Mutzef Kotna Beis asks an interesting question. What happens if the ashoshis, if the glass is closed, and not only that it's closed, but it's got a candle, it's got a key there as well. It can only be accessed with a key. Does that make it also or not? Does it remain also or not? So the Mishnah Berurah paskens if cotton base ba'ashoshes ve'im hiskura b'mafteach, if it is locked with a key, yesh matirin, some allow it. He brings in the name of the some achronim, gedoyle achronim, that it is mutter if it is only accessible with a key. V'tamom, in their reasoning is, why is it different than the particularly high candle, which is 20 amas high? There we said loplug. So why is it when it comes to the near, which is only accessible through a key, why do we say that some achronim amatir? But tamam, their reasoning is to dafik shugavoya ne as a koimois osu. They only asked it when it was 10 hours high. Mishum the dark cocaine lifomim, because at times he will go up. Sometimes the people will go up a ladder and he will go up all the way up to check what's on top. Mash enkin ask you, however, when it comes to a locked up candle, Shein Darkei Klal, a person wouldn't necessarily open up. Shein Darkei Klal im loy mishum esu Shabbos. Is loy keirav loy shayach shivtach lehat leshivtach lehatois. There is we can assume that we are safe to assume that by the time he's going to lock up, he's going to unlock and open up, but then he's going to remember there's a hacker, he's a recognizable thing to do, and he's going to remember, and he's not going to be matter on Shabbos. It's a bit like, since it's locked up, it's not normally locked up, it's only locked up because it's a Shabbos. So by unlocking it, he's going to remember that it's Shabbos. And it's a bit like an internal reminder of the Issa Shabbos, and that serves him as an assurance that he's not going to, that serves him as a reminder, and is therefore an assurance that he's not going to be madly, he's not going to be mate, he's not going to be us doing the Issa. And it's a bit like somebody is learning the Perek in Mishnah Issa B'Madlikin, which discusses these very halachas that we're learning now. It's in B'Madlikin. And if a person is learning that, it's unlikely there is going to be matter. Yesh oisim b'chol gavne. Yesh oisim b'chol gavne mishom loy plug. And some actually say that, no, the fact that you've got a key and it's locked, and the fact that you can only access it through the key, and it's obvious that it's a you're doing it for Shabbos, nevertheless, that is not substantial enough reason to be matter. And it's all included in the loy plug, and just like a lamp which is 20 or 10 amas high, you're not allowed to use on Shabbos because of Shema Yate. So similarly also, a light behind a locked glass, you're also not allowed to. It's all included in the loy plug. So again, yesh oisim b'chol gavn mishum loy plug. Ve'ein be'eli rabbe shemetzadet lehatir shemosa mafteach lo'odomacher. The Eli Rabbe asked an interesting question. So what happens if you gave the key to somebody else? So you've got this glass lamp, which is only accessible through a lock, but the key, however, you gave over to somebody else. So here the Eli Rabbe says, "V'ain be'eli rabbe shemetzadet lehatir k'shemosa mafteach lo'odomacher." If you pass the key to somebody else, that he is matir. That very much resembles the halacha that you told somebody else. If you have got somebody next to you and you tell him, keep an eye, watchful eye on me, that I shouldn't touch the light and I shouldn't recline it. That works. That's a mafush halacha. If you've got a shoymeh, a guarantor, who is watching over you, next to you. That works. That's the Aloch in Siv Gimel, which we're going to see shortly, Meitzah Hashem. So it's no different than a Shoimer. If you gave the key to somebody else, even if it's not Ramesh standing right next to you, in fact, it could be far away. But the fact that the key is in the hands of somebody else, that's no worse than a Shoimer is watching over you. Hence, if you don't have physically the key, that is mutter, and the Gzeira of Hashem Alata doesn't apply. Also, Likos Loiraneir, Piyoim, Bimkoim Oifel. Now, Issa of reading Loiraneir, this Issa that we are learning now, that is also by day. It's not only also by night, but also by day, if it is. If the weather conditions are that it's not so clear, and it's rather on the it's rather cloudy or it's particularly dark, then and you need access, and you need light to help you read, then the aloch is in such a case that's also as well, and it applies not only by light but also on day where the vision conditions are not so great. And Shulchan Aruch said that wax candles also as well. Why is wax candles also too? Why is wax candles? It must make some sense. Why are we asking wax candles? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet says, Shal Shava Bach B'Shem Rashal Kosav Dunah Gulohok Eliv Doi Kelim V'Tzitzis V'Likrois Etzal Ne'er Shaiva. The Bach says in the name of Rashal that the meaning is to be makel with regards to wax candles. And you're allowed to check clothes and check tzitzis. Kelim of you means clothes, but tzitzis. V'likro is etzal ne'er shel shavo. When it comes to wax candle, Bach says meaning is to be lenient. V'aden, and aloch is also etzal ne'er shel chelev. If you've got a candle which is made out of fat, that's mutter as well. If you've got candle which are made out of different fuels, that's mutter as well. V'tam, the reason is, the v'zelo shaykh shemayate rak, because the aloha is really that shemayati, perhaps you're going to tilt, that's really the reason of the issa. But the gzera of shemayim choyt, of the act that you need to do in order to increase the fuel by fat or by wax, in fact, that is not shemayati, that's not tilting. You're doing something slightly different by touching it inside it and trying to make the fuel accessible. That's not really a tilting, and Chachamim were never concerned with that. V'kibui av melach she'en atzichu legufo. Kibui is a melach she'en atzichu legufo. V'lav isur d'rais, and it's not isur d'rais. Chachin kosev atas masik amogen avrom, ha'yod amogen avrom paskens. Shloy letzorich yesh lehachme, that we should be stringent if possible. Because at the end of the day, lo yesh oim yud kibui av melach d'rais. Because some say that kibui is melach d'rais. So either way, there's a machloikas over here, achroinim gedoy leachroinim as to whether Chachomim also established the issa of of Shemayate, of Shlaliko Eloiraneir, also by different fuels, or only specifically with regards to oil lights, candles. Mishnah Berurah Lemaisa continues and he says, "Veli Rabbe Kosa b'Shem Malbush Yom Tov de Beneshel Shavah Shach Gamkin Shemayate." He says, "Actually, Eli Rabbe says, in actual fact, you might want to tilt at the end when it comes to wax as well." Ve'evil Zem Smuchim Adiva Rambam, and that's what the Rambam says. Rambam says, "Well, because of Yagur, brings many Gedolei or Gedolei Poiskim that Lemaisa there is a slight chance you're going to tilt as well." With regards to wax, the Beneshel Shavu Adin Shel Chelev Shach Gamkin Shemayate Mikol Mokem Nirad Lir Beneres Hatovim Shalonu. When it comes to the there is much reason to be machmir, but it Mishnah Berurah does end up saying that by candles, that the good lamps, which are called starin, which I'm not quite sure exactly what it is, I don't know what that was exactly. They might be gas lamps. There he says that mutter liko is lifneim likul alma, you're allowed to use them. There's no ish of shemayate, to lo yishayach shemayate. Yag b'dov ha-shodak olahato is lifom b'chol, kidei shiyad l'gyofe, the gzeir of shemayate only applies by something that you're going to end up tilting, and here by gas there's no chance you're going to tilt at all. Uvenir, you do a insuch that here, klala oilom, v'chol shkin shalosh echpo shem, yimchoit, oilot zol moit, v'insuch, Zurich, Talba says, Mishnah Berurah says, and whilst there is indeed a machloikas, achroinim with regards to wax lamps, as to whether it's exuded in Gzera, however, when it comes to the starin that he is referring to, which I believe is gas lamps over there, that you will never tilt it, the chomim didn't ask for it in its mutal. That's what Mishnah Berurah paskens. And the Bialocha here speaks about the interesting Eitzah. Can you write on the next to the lamp that Shabbos Hayoim v'osu lahadlik? You write on, let's say, a piece of paper, and you put that right next to the. You write on a piece of paper, and you write Shabbos Hayoim v'osu lahadlik. It's Shabbos today. You're not allowed to increase light. You're not allowed to be mat to tilt osu lahadlik. You're not allowed to light anything. Are you allowed to write such a thing on paper before Shabbos and put it and place it on the light that would be serving as a reminder? Are you allowed to do that? Would that help if you put a piece of paper like this and put it by the light? So the Bialocha, very interestingly, he brings from Shamat al Anshe Maisa. I heard from Anshe Meise, from people who are great medaktikim b'mitzvahs, shekoyis mal chatichas niyah, b'osiyos gedoyle shabbos ayoyim v'osu lehadlik, and said that they